use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, load it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Or are they?
Hello, everybody.
Yeah. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you are listening to That Computer Show. So your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. Okay, anyway. Yes, we have been taken over by the Android revolution. It's kind of my fault, but it's also kind of Google's fault. We've got news and reviews of both the Samsung Moment Android phone and the new Motorola Droid, the iPhone marketing department's worst nightmare. I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. Okay, we're going to try and cram in some other news during the show. Speaking of news, did you hear the Large Hadron Collider was shut down again? By
yes.
Breadcrumbs?
I did.
The breadcrumbs? Chunks of bread? The sandwich? A ham sandwich? Maybe not.
Yeah, yeah, bird.
Bread. Yeah, bird. Bird with bread. Find out who the real breadwinner is in just a moment. And for your daily dose of creepy news, the Nintendo Wii baby doll. The Nintendo Wii baby doll. Really? Yeah, this I gotta see, and then promptly ban from my life. And here's something that made it in under our gaming radar, gratuitous space battles. It is a game that is exactly what that name implies. We might actually have to run this at the store. Kyle, have you heard about this game? Gratuitous space battles?
No, not at all.
Not at all. You're a loser. Okay, we will, of course, have other news and stuff of interest, hopefully. Maybe. Possibly. But why worry about that now? That Computer Show, episode 111, starts now. I can't wait till show 11-11. Anyway, wow. Okay. I want to talk about something that has nothing to do with anything I've talked about thus far. Left 4 Dead 2. Have you seen the Left 4 Dead pre-order baseball bat commercial?
I have not.
It is awesome. Leviticus, make a note of it. I want to watch it. He's already made a note of it. You're so awesome. He's awesome. I wish I was that awesome. Basically, it's like a baseball announcer getting ready to call out like a game, but it's the survivors versus a stadium full of infected. It is so cool. I say it's full of infected. It's not really full of infected, but it's pretty awesome. It's the, you know, the pre-order now and get a baseball bat. It's that, and I pre-ordered it, so it's very cool. So, Chris, I'm curious, what were you doing right before the show?
I was...
No, not that thing, the other thing.
Oh, drank a mana potion, hooked my notebook up. Oh, yeah. Well, I was looking at device.com, but I was doing so on the Samsung Moment.
Really?
Android
phone.
Just
a moment.
Yes, just a moment. This is... You're going to have to pry this from my hands, man.
Yeah, I picked up...
I like this phone. I mean...
I picked up the Moment the other day, and I really haven't been able to use my own phone because everyone else at the store has basically taken it from me. Now, it spurred a rash that I need some ointment for, but it's also spurred a rash of Android love. And not that kind, the other kind. KFC bought... is that what I think it is? Do it. Just shake it like you're shooting it. that's a gun that is on my phone. I'm not sure if I can actually do any business work with this gun. I mean phone. But it is a lot of fun.
Just shot Kyle.
Yeah, he shot Kyle. He's dead. Quick, get a blood pack and make him better. Android love. Oh, yeah. That's good.
Make it stop. I just accidentally shot my own hand.
He can.
This thing is so much fun.
It is.
It's a lot more fun than an iPhone.
Let me see for a second.
Because I have Last.fm on here.
Last, there's Pandora, PayPal, Twitter, WordPress to go, Documents
cool.
to go. Basically.
And I can run more than one program at a time.
Yeah. The Android phone is Google's Android is Google's operating system for their phones and other devices. And I'm a diehard Windows Mobile fan. I've had a Winmo phone since before they were phones, since they were just PDAs. And somebody just brought blood packs into this. I'm going to throw up. Thank you. Little kitten just derailed me. Android phones, man, I tried it.
What does this button do? Oh, no. I'm sorry, Steven.
Let me see it.
Okay. Oh!
He's got the Star Trek soundboard now.
To the dog-faced boy.
What?
Computer off!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There's so much fun to be had with
it's
that.
It's a lot of... Oh, I got Nintendo emulators. I got all kinds of cool stuff. But what really sold me on this phone was actually the fact that, you know, it wasn't even that expensive. It only cost a couple. That was coins. Get it? I'm telling you, this thing's too much fun. It was $179. Now, with Sprint, you pay $69. You get unlimited data. You get unlimited calls to all mobile phones in the universe, except for Garzon 7. We know Garzon 7 is difficult. You get Google Voice works on here, so you can actually call Google Voice phones or call using your Google Voice phone number. If you don't know what that is, then listen to our other shows. You suck. But that's the Moment. Now, you also have the HTC Hero. The Moment has a keyboard. The Hero doesn't. Just like the Droid, which is Verizon's iPhone kicker, it has a keyboard. They also have the HTC Droid Aeris, which is it's basically the keyboardless, smaller, cheaper cousin. You can get into an Android phone for $99 on Verizon. Verizon unveiled their tethering plan. Basically, it's only $30 on top of your plan to get all of the unlimited data goodness, which is cool. I still like Sprint better, I'm not going to lie. But I use it. I mean, I've had Sprint forever. Now, Leviticus likes Verizon. Now, the Droid has a big advantage over the Moment right now. The Moment runs Android 1.5. The Droid runs 2.0. Now, there's promises that the Moment will upgrade to 2.0 in the near future, at which point it will kick the Droid's hiney.
It's pretty close, man. I really like the screen on the Droid 2. It's a little bit wider screen, more pixels. Yeah. So when you shift it to the side and you open up a web page, you get the full web page, not like the top left corner of the web page.
Real quick,
the full web page.
Bullet, come in here and let me see your Droid for a second. I'm going to get one of our guys at the store. He's got the Droid. I'm going to get him to bring it in real quick. I want to look at the screen side by side. It's awesome stuff. We're going to get back to that because we probably should talk about other stuff. Chris, should we talk about other stuff? How about the Large Hadron Collider bread incident?
Oh, another Android thing, real quick. Not only is it on the Sprint network and Verizon network, the Android phones, guy named Vint Clerf,
Cool.
He's got a very alien-sounding name.
I am Vint Clerf from Garzon 7.
Well, actually, he may be. He is modding the Android software for interplanetary... galactic interwebs.
Oh,
basically,
planetary intergalactic.
He came up with a connection protocol, just like TCP/IP is what we used for computers to connect on the current internet. He created a protocol that's called. I just hadn't hit the back button. It's like a DTN, I believe.
So it's something, something, something.
DTN is the Interplanetary Internet Protocol, and basically Interplanetary Galactic.
Oh, is this the thing that they're talking about using cell phones on the moon?
Well, it's for long-distance things, and that's what he designed the protocol for. But the interesting bit about the protocol is the protocol doesn't assume that there's always a continuous connection.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nice for a device that may have a small battery or only need to be connected when you're requesting data.
Like a messenger, it's a messenger kind of thing.
Messaging, yeah. Or when you need map updates because you just moved, or, you know, basically update on demand, as opposed to a full-on data connection that's constant and needs to be refreshed.
Yeah, so it's easier on the network, which is because I was listening to a chick from NASA. It ties into all of the experiments they've been doing on the moon, you know, craters and all of this stuff. Basically, there's a division of NASA that's working with some research companies, some think tanks abroad and domestically. Basically, they're trying to extend the cell phone network to the moon, which seems kind of silly. But if you think about it, that it's a perfect way for people in spacesuits, maybe astronauts or cosmonauts or monkeys versus robots on the moon to, what, you want to say something?
Where you at? On the moon?
The Boost Mobile thing. Yeah. But it's so they can easily communicate, you know, integrate in a cell phone chip into your spacesuit. It's better fidelity and higher quality than, what are you laughing at?
Astronauts talking on the spaceship.
Yeah, the interplanetary law dictates that you cannot talk on your space phone while driving your moon rover.
Oh no!
Okay, Chris, check this out though. The droid has a wider screen, but hold on here. Turn that on. Now look at it at a 60 degree angle. The moment is way more visible. The AMOLED is much easier.
It does have a really bright screen.
But the droid has a bigger screen. I don't know, man. They're both pretty awesome. I kind of like the curviness of the moment. We got 4 minutes. All right. Cool stuff. What is not cool, however, is the Nintendo Wii Baby. And we'll get back to talking about these phones because it's pretty much been the...
Back when I was a kid, man, a Wii Baby was something you fed it water and then a few minutes later it would pee.
Yeah. Yeah, well, not anymore. The Nintendo Wii Baby and Me. Bring your baby to life with the Wii Remote. Apparently you stick the Wii Remote up the baby's butt or something. I don't know.
That's going to make it cry, I think.
It comes with a baby doll, and you cram your Wiimote inside. The game can then... That is so wrong. It's like stuffing a turkey. Detect just how well you're cradling the baby. Now, I think this is terribly sexist. There's a very happy, pretty little girl holding this little pink baby. Where's the kid? Where's the boy version? Really?
Why would... Does anybody else find it ironic that Nintendo would make something like this?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I want you to qualify that.
Well, Nintendo is a foreign developer, right?
Yeah, mostly, yeah.
They're weird.
Yeah, they are weird. Okay, fair enough. Now, apparently, the game also works with the Wii Balance Board, so you can rock your Wiimote baby to sleep. But you know what really worries me about this, and some of the comments on device.com, is it's going to go down a bad road. Because, you know, there are a lot of adult dolls, the real doll and stuff like that, that are out there. I see very bad things happening. You go, So, the Wii Baby and Me, don't buy it, please, dear God. And if you do, don't bring it to the store. Emmy, don't even ask. You cannot have one. This thing is creepy. I'll give you a toy gun instead. I'm breaking gender roles right there.
Well, I've been playing here while you've been talking.
Yeah, we've lost Chris.
Wii Baby. With the two phones and browsing, and I've noticed some interesting things.
Yes. What have you noticed, sir?
One, I have noticed that there's a typo on the That Computer Show website.
It keeps creeping up. What is it?
Well,
no, don't tell. Now everybody's going to go to our website and change it. I mean, and like look at it and make.
Well,
fun
one of the links goes to thatcomputerstore.nay.
What?
So it doesn't go anywhere.
The knights who say nay. Can Leviticus? We make a note. We'll fix that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm looking at side by side how they browse.
Yeah.
The first thing I did notice is they're both on the 3G networks. They're both very, very fast.
Good.
And load this web page just as fast as like a PC would, actually. Okay. So blows away my Winmo phone, hands down.
I'm a phone, I'm a PC.
Exactly. When the
moment is so much brighter.
But the screen is easier to read on the Droid. I had to zoom the page out on the... This is how it loaded. There, I get the top left corner as opposed to the Droid, which shows me the entire web page.
It shrinks it down.
So, which is a really nice feature. Now, that may be a feature of Android 2.0.
Android 2, maybe, yeah. Yeah, I'm really interested.
But when I did zoom the image out of the page to a similar zoom level, it's a lot easier to read the page on the Droid than it is a moment. And that goes to just, I guess, having a higher resolution screen and another half inch of real estate on the screen.
It is a much bigger screen.
But the color, the moment is brighter.
Wow.
But the screen looks really better on the Droid. Now,
all right.
The keyboard, though.
Yeah, the keyboard.
Ooh. Keyboard on the moment blows away the Droids.
All right, check it. Check it out. That is it for round one. That Computer Show will be back after the break as we prepare to fill your pretty little head with more awesomeness, like how the shortage of AMD 5800 chips may be due to manufacturing problems at offshore foundries. What does that mean for you? Nothing, unless you're a gamer, and that means it's bad. Very bad. Stay tuned. That Computer Show will be right back. Also.
Junior, now that you're selling yourself for a buck, you're going to meet a lot of girls.
What?
Well, when a whopper loves a woman, they... Here, take this.
What's this?
It's an extra napkin. Put it in your wallet.
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Love.
Don't mention it.
Whopper Junior for a buck. Bringing some attitude to the PK value menu.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts. Or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
I'm Bernie Gowdy, and I lost more than 80 pounds using Watermark Hypnosis, right here in Columbia. I tried a lot of diets over the years and lost some weight, but I just gained it all back. Then I needed knee surgery, but my doctor said I had to lose weight first. I had a size 46 waist when I went to Watermark. Now I'm down to a size 34. The hypnotist at Watermark taught me what and when to eat. For the first time, I completely understood my binge eating, and they helped me change my habits. I have no question that I can reach my goal weight and stay there. Losing weight through Watermark Hypnosis has also made me healthier. I sleep better, and I take less asthma medicine now. I had my knee surgery and even used hypnosis to alleviate pain afterward. Watermark Hypnosis works.
It really does. Call Watermark today at 750-2000 for your free consultation. Lose weight and feel better today. Call 750-2000 on the web at watermarkcolumbia.com.
Blind people are faking it. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. An FBI report released today says the blind aren't blind at all. They're a secret society armed with deadly white truncheons and vicious attack dogs. The investigators have been working around the clock to decode cryptic symbols the blind post on elevators and ATM machines. Some insiders suspect this so-called Braille outlines detailed plans for a government takeover. Officials urge all citizens, if you see a blind person, do not help them. Disable them and notify police immediately. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
And we are back with more of That Computer Show. You're listening to us live from thatcomputershow.net as we broadcast from the Blue Room at That Computer Store. You know, I love mana potions. I just want to say, this show is powered in part, if not in all, by the power of mana. Mana, it makes you pretty. Okay, the Large Hadron Collider.
makes you pretty.
It's pretty spazzy.
Spazzy.
Yeah. The Large Hadron Collider, the giant black hole machine, shut down by a speck of bread. This is no Star Wars Trench Run. Now, I'm going to read this. I read this on device.com. I love device.com. It's got some cool stuff. It's got some stupid stuff, too, incidentally. But the Large Hadron Collider has once again been shut down. The culprit was a speck of bread, which officials believe was originally part of a larger baguette. Wow.
It's laughable.
It is laughable. Now, to make it crazier, it is suspected that the piece... Andrew wants his phone back. He just busted in. Put the gun down. It is thought that the piece of bread was dropped into the works by a bird.
Bird under the influence of the time-traveling Bose-Higgs God particle.
Yeah,
doesn't want to be discovered.
How did a bird get into an area...
Stay on target. Stay on target.
Where it could drop a breadcrumb into a vital area.
Is it a hit?
Was it
negative?
An African or European swallow?
Negative. Just impacted on the surface.
See, there... A bird, people.
A bird, yeah.
This is a bad plan.
Yeah. Basically, the morsel found its way into the Doomsday Device's outdoor machinery, sparking a temperature differential that triggered an automatic shutdown. Automatic shutdown sequence initiated. Wow. So, yes, there was no Death Star Trench Run, as mentioned on the device.com article.
Another bird in the black hole machine.
Instead of a bug in the computer.
Are they sure it was a breadcrumb and not... like bird poo?
Make sure, oh, somebody, yeah, they ate it to make sure.
Okay.
Thank God it wasn't like a ham sandwich with extra mayo. What would that have done?
What I want to know is why is this portion of the collider like exposed
to
where
bread crumbs?
It's like just like the Death Star. Well, there's this one thermal exhaust port, but nobody's
ever.
It's only
1 meter. No one's ever going to hit that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just this one. To temperature control device. It's out in the field somewhere. No, like a what? Like a bird's gonna drop a baguette on it.
A bird. Wow.
Yeah.
The moral of the story is: be careful and clean up after yourself, and don't drop crumbs when you're eating.
Black Mesa.
Black Mesa. Yeah. Wow. Okay. So. Ooh. Gratuitous space battles.
Yeah, you were having a good time with this earlier before we started the show.
I think I'm going to get this game. Okay, now, Wrath of Khan, awesome movie, primarily because of the space battles.
Yeah.
Battlestar Galactica, awesome space battles. Firefly, do you remember? I Am a Leaf on the Wind. I'm so mad about that. But you remember that
Ooh,
space battle?
I got
battle,
a story about that.
Effing awesome. And when I say that, I mean freaking awesome. So. Somebody made a game called Gratuitous Space Battles. What you basically do, and some of the real-time strategy... I just heard you yelling Khan out in the main store. One of the cool things about this, we have a lot of gamers that play... Sins of the Solar Empire, Empire at War, a lot of these real-time strategy games. Spore.
Eve.
What do people spend more time in Spore doing? Playing the game or making their creatures?
Making their creatures.
Making their creatures. Kyle's looking at me like, huh? Making the creatures. So basically... You are the super space admiral, and you build your fleet. You put crew and like plasma to power ratios and weapon systems, and you build your fleet, and then you play out the mission. And it basically, it does the statistics to see who wins, but it then generates a space battle that you watch. That it's kind of like those tower defense games, but it's all based on... Look at some of these screenshots, dude.
How much is it?
$22.
Ah.
What was that?
Attack.
You think that was loud for you? That went in my ear.
Oh, he just... Yeah, wow. We're gonna get the demo.
Is it what's it for? PC or
360
or...
It is for PC, and I don't know. It requires a screen resolution of 768 pixels, so it doesn't run on a netbook. Let's see. Some people are running the game on a Mac or Linux using Wine. It's officially unsupported, but it they've heard that it runs well. So with a little bit of...
Is there like a demo?
There is a demo. We're going to download the demo after the show, and
after the show. I got the prompt
to see this.
Open, right?
I'm thinking we could have some fun tournaments.
Can you play other people?
It doesn't have real-time multiplayer, but what you can do is you can build your fleet, and then you can challenge someone else, and then they fight it out, and you get to watch.
That's really cool.
So we could do it here. We could have people build their fleets, and you know, Eric's fleet versus Larry's fleet.
Does it tell you who wins the battle before the battle starts, or do you
I
watch the space battle and then it's like,
I don't know.
I win.
We're gonna have to find out.
Yes,
it's gonna be awesome. So, gratuitous space battles coming soon to that computer store near you. Now, I got some bad news for gamers. AMD chip shortage. Did you hear about this, Chris?
I did.
Yeah, I'm looking for my link.
They're having trouble ramping up production of their new 40-nanometer GPU, basically the brand new shiny
yeah, the
58,000 series, or 5800 series, rather, GPUs, the 5850, 5870.
Yeah, the foundry is in full production, but yields are below... Ew, it's a blood pack. They're below expectation. Basically, when in these factories, when they're making these chips, a certain number of them are going to be defective. It's actually where we got the Phenom X3 from. They made this whole big plate of cookies, also known as microchips, and somebody ate some of them, like, you know, because you always taste the cookies. Some of them didn't have enough chocolate chips, or one of the cores was bad. So instead of selling them as quad-core super chocolate chip cookies, they just sold them as tri-core chocolate
Stop
chip
it.
Cookies. I'm sorry.
I'm going to have to walk next door to Bellacino's and get some cookies.
Yeah. Hopefully they're going to be 40-nanometer cookies at Bellacino's. But yeah, so basically they're under yield, and that is going to trickle down to PC vendors. They haven't said what PC vendors or how many are going to feel the pinch, but it's probably going to raise prices because some of these vendors are going to pay more to get the chips.
Yeah, so it could be that they're reporting yields of about 60%, which is a lot better than the like 7-10% yield that NVIDIA was getting on their 300 chip.
Yeah. What are normal yields? Like 70-80%?
I'm not really certain. It doesn't really say in the article.
The average failure rate for PC part manufacturing is about 30% in the factory. Quality assurance and quality control, you know, weeds out most of that. I wonder what it is for chips like this.
They said that at its lowest point, it was down to 40% rather.
Wow. So, yeah. I don't know whether to tell you to run out and get a 5800 now or to wait until they fix this problem and they get cheap again. I got a 4850 and I love it. I really want the 5850 because it doesn't use as much power, it's faster, and it's cooler and a little bit quieter. So...
Ooh. Yeah, I'm looking at a chart here showing the MSRP of the Radeon 5870 versus the estimated prices. MSRP right now is $379 for a 5870.
For 5870, yeah, okay.
And they're selling for $400.
Wait, what's the SRP?
MSRP is $379. They're already selling above MSRP because of the shortage. So
I've not yet really been able to get one. The only manufacturer that I've been able to find them from distribution, and I haven't looked really hard, honestly, is from Sapphire, and I'm not selling a Sapphire card.
The warranty sucks on Sapphire.
Yeah, the
cards.
Thing that I don't like, the cards are great, but if you have a problem with the card, it has a one-year warranty.
Boo.
Yeah, boo indeed. I have the XFX 4850. Now, here's the good news, bad news. My card,
Whopper,
I think, is bad.
Lasts longer than a year.
What's that?
I said a Burger King Whopper lasts longer than a year.
This is true.
I don't. There's one in the refrigerator in the store
actually,
here.
Actually, McDonald's French fries last for quite a long time.
Yeah, they will last.
It's really gross.
So what they need to do is they need to make these video cards out of Burger King Whoppers and McDonald's French fries. It's logic, people. It's logic.
I'll have mine without pickles, please.
Yeah, no ketchup. That ketchup's too
then
sweet.
You'll have potato
unless
chips
pickles are
though. Basically, mana potions make you happy. They do. We drink a little bit of a mana potion before the show. No, Emmy, you cannot have a mana potion.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
My gosh. I can't imagine. It
Who needs
nightmares.
A Large Hadron Collider? Just give Emmy
just
some...
Just give Emmy some mana potion. Yeah.
We'll get a Kodak, Kodak Peck camera. We'll get that Bose Higgs
thing. Yeah, it's going to...
Higgs boson.
Wow. Just anyway, I've noticed mana potion. Vitamin Energy. I'm really sorry they stopped making Vitamin
Energy.
One
of my favorite energy drinks.
Because it's better than coffee, and it makes me... they're happy. They're happy energy drinks. Mainly because I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there's mostly vitamin B and not as much caffeine. And vitamin B, it's a metabolism thing. You know what I'm saying? Is this thing on? Is anybody listening? Everybody out in the store, clap if you can hear me talking right now.
Are we going to listen for the clap now? And just
yeah,
wait?
In just a minute. We're going to hear. No, okay. We won't wait. We'll keep talking. But anyway, so 5850 is good, but you can't get one. So keep your 4850s. Oh, here's one that'll scare the bejesus out of you. Shockwave, not the transformer, but the technology from Adobe. Shockwave vulnerabilities affect more than 450 million systems. Researchers from VUPIN, I don't know what VUPIN stands for, but it's kind of fun to say VUPIN, they've discovered critical German, vulnerabilities in Adobe Shockwave, a technology installed on over 450 million internet-enabled desktops. The vulnerabilities allow remote code execution, which is bad, by tricking a user into visiting a web page using Internet Explorer or Firefox.
Does it affect Windows app platforms only?
I don't know. This doesn't say. But
I don't have Internet Explorer on here.
Yeah, I don't know. But you got Firefox, right?
Mm-hmm.
It affects both.
Ruh-roh.
And what we're seeing is, instead of attacking the browser, attack the software that is an integral part of the browser. Everybody uses Adobe Flash. Almost everybody has Shockwave. So if they hack that, well, then they can get everybody, regardless of if they use IE or Firefox or Chrome or Opera, if that is even used still. So if you have Shockwave, update it. That is all. Actually, that's not all, but I mean, that is all for that article. What else do we want to talk about? I want to talk about Windows 7 in the third segment. Gratuitous space battles. Oh! Do you hear about the traffic jams in D.C.?
I did not.
Yeah, apparently we can thank computers for this.
Computers can do that?
Yes, the computers can do that. There's a computer failure causes gridlock in Maryland County. A central traffic control computer in Montgomery County, Maryland, failed Wednesday morning. It led to widespread gridlock across the entire county. The computer system, which dates back to the 1970s, so I guess it dates older computers.
The 70s.
Yeah.
Does this computer have like...
A lot of earth tones.
Yeah,
a lot of earth tones, a lot of browns in this computer system.
But computers in the 70s did have like nice curved chassis, and they were kind of cool looking.
With big afros.
Mm-hmm.
It is the single point of unified control for all traffic signals in Montgomery County. Which comprises a large number of major Washington, D.C. area suburban communities. System failed. It caused all traffic signals to default to standalone operation rather than the highly tuned synchronization that usually facilitates traffic flow during rush hour. Translation? Chaos. Utter chaos. The system is down as of Thursday with no ETA in sight. Now, I don't know if it's been fixed yet.
Man, a computer from the 70s is controlling all the traffic signals?
You kidding me, man? I think
my phone is more powerful than... Oh, it just crashed again.
Yeah. Isn't, like, a lot of the military control systems are hardened systems from the 70s, I think. Because, you know, the 90s and the year 2000 brought us Windows Vista.
I'm glad I'm using Linux right now.
Yeah. Speaking of older games, though, you remember Unreal?
I do remember Unreal.
Yeah.
Actually, very fun game.
We've got some gamers playing it right now. Epic Games has released a free version of the Unreal Engine.
Interesting.
Yeah, they've got a free version of the engine called the Unreal Development Kit. It is a free edition that allows community, modder, and independent users to access the engine's features. And it's, game developers, students, hobbyists, researchers... digital filmmakers, they can all take advantage of this development kit for non-commercial use. Remember we were talking about they were using the Quake engine for mice?
Mm-hmm.
Now mice can play Unreal. This is great, I don't know which I like better. Which was better, Leviticus, Quake or Unreal?
Probably
wrong.
Quake.
Actually, you might be right. Yeah. But how much time do we have left? You keep telling me, but I'm just not paying attention. Shows me. All right, guys and girls, that's all for this segment of That Computer Show, broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We're going to be back after the break. We're going to have some more news. Windows 7 sales already having surpassed Vista. You only needed to sell like 6 copies to do it. Facebook owns your life. And Rice Krispies will not protect you from the swine flu. It's true. Stay tuned. That Computer Show will be right back.
We're gonna do it like this. $5 foot long.
That's not, no, it's five. $5 foot. Right, no, and it's $5 foot long. It's three.
It's a 5 second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
This is Internet Radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio. But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet, that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is, copyinfo, copyinfo, at loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike, who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frederick Mall, co-owner of Watermark Hypnosis. It's 2009 and we're celebrating our third anniversary in our location right here in Columbia's Vista. I started Watermark because hypnosis works. I lost 45 pounds and got rid of chronic back pain myself using hypnosis. And we're excited that our satisfied clients tell their friends and family about their successes.
Watermark hypnotists are nationally board certified and hypnosis instructors. They have the credentials and experience you can count on to succeed.
We're not an out-of-town act. We don't do a one-time show in a hotel room and then leave town the next day. We live here, and we're committed to seeing you succeed. You can rely on our professionalism and expertise.
Call Watermark today at 803-750-2000 for a free consultation. Watermark Hypnosis is the local name you can trust to help you lose weight, stop smoking, reduce stress, improve your golf or tennis game, and develop more positive, healthy habits. Call Watermark at 750-2000 or visit us on the web at watermarkcolumbia.com.
The ghost of Anne Frank tells the world, "Stop reading my diary." It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. The ghost of Anne Frank held a press conference today to say she's mortified that for 50 years, millions of people have been reading her diary.
Now, everybody knows about my first kiss, my huge crush on the boy upstairs, my first period, everything.
Frank strongly urged book readers of the world to put her diary back where they found it. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, call it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, get it.
Are we back? We're back with more of That Computer Show? Really? I was in the middle of tweeting. I'm going to update my status.
Oh, I now can't see out of my right eye. Thank
you, Steven. I just flashed him, but not like you think. I just, with my Android phone, made a Twitter post, took a picture using my phone, and then attached it. See? Look at that. So if you follow me on Twitter, at smiano, you can see what I just did. That's very cool. I just blinded Leviticus. Blinded by the light. Okay, Windows 7 surpasses Vista sales. Now, I actually saw this article on AppleInsider.com. which is, I guess, kind of an Apple-y site, talking about Windows. Okay, let's see if we can weed through the BS. Windows 7, successful debut, 234% increase over Vista sales, although PC hardware sales slowed. Now, a lot of people are crediting this to the fact that Microsoft is almost giving away Windows 7. Some of the prices that they quoted on this article are BS, but Microsoft has a number of promotions out that people need to pay attention to. If you are a student with a valid .edu email address, you can get a copy of Windows 7 for $29.99.
It's an upgrade.
It's an upgrade. It's about the same price as Apple's macOS 10.6 upgrade for students. That runs through January 3rd of 2010. So if you want it, get it fast. Windows Home Premium, their average selling price doesn't seem right. I'm not even going to mention that number because it's BS. Windows 7 Professional is about $150. Now, this is kind of cool. The Home Premium Family Pack, it's a three-user upgrade. They say they found it as low as $149. We're seeing it for about $160, $170, $180 after tax. But still, you can get three upgrades for the price of one and a third or something. They did a lot of pre-sales, a lot of marketing, aggressive deals. But the truth of the matter is Windows 7 is just awesome.
That was really smart to end it January 3rd because everyone's going to have Christmas money.
Exactly. So they got a couple of days after Christmas to go ahead and get their Windows 7 updates. Even with October being kind of a soft window for software launches traditionally, it's kicking the pants. So I'm pretty happy with 7. Chris?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with 7 too when I use it.
Yeah, you're a Linux puppy.
Just like everything that has come out in the past couple of weeks that's been new and shiny, I've been using Ubuntu 9.10, Karmic Koala.
Which doesn't make sense.
It's a Koala that's, I don't know.
But aren't they all supposed to be the herd of Hortons?
No.
I thought they were all.
You had Jaunty Jackalope, you had Intrepid Ibex.
Interesting. Okay. Anyway, if you want a koala, Ubuntu is pretty sexy stuff. The new distribution is pretty awesome. And my computer just told me I've got spam.
Basically, as a test, honestly, I have a pretty clean install of 9.10, and I wanted to know if I could install Office, Microsoft Office, in Wine. Wine is the compatibility layer for running Windows applications. I clicked on our Office Enterprise installation on our server, and it installed without a hitch. Punched in our Enterprise key, and boom, installed it on my computer.
That a cooler. Did you know that Rice Krispies will not make you immune to the swine flu, the H1N1?
Interesting. I had not heard that was a possibility.
Kellogg Company.
I know that my character in WoW got the swine flu yesterday from killing infected boars.
Did you turn into a pig?
No, but if you continue to attack them, there was a chance that you could set off an outbreak.
Really?
And infect everyone. So,
what is it, like a debuff?
It's just a debuff, and I think they put it in there just to be ridiculous, as I think the whole N1 thing is.
So, Kellogg Company says it will pull immunity claims from its Rice Krispies and Cocoa Krispies cereal boxes amid the public's growing concern about swine flu. Apparently, Kellogg began adding extra antioxidants to its cereal last year. I'm reading this from the Boston Herald website. Kellogg claimed that it helps support the immune system. In big, bold letters on their boxes, it said, "Now helps support your child's immunity." But the food maker has said that with the public attention to swine flu, H1N1, it's decided to phase out the message. While it may boost their sales, people eating lots of Rice Krispies instead of getting the vaccine, they're concerned about the potential backlash. I ate your cereal and still got swine flu. I'm going to sue you, even though I love them Cocoa Krispies. They're good in milk. I like to drink the milk afterwards. It's all chocolatey. Anyway. This is apparently not the first time something like this has happened. General Mills was chided by the FDA for claiming Cheerios could lower cholesterol. If you remember, they had that whole marketing campaign a couple years ago where the little kid told his dock-working father with a thick Jersey accent that he wanted to get rid of cholesterol. Whatever.
You gotta get some cholesterols off of Hughes.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah, the FDA, they said only FDA-approved drugs are allowed to make such claims. So, yeah, apparently their shares went up after the announcement. Wow.
That's better news than the news about MySpace and News Corp.
What is that? Tell me.
Well, you know News Corp, the company that owns like Fox News and things like that, and
yeah,
MySpace.
Fair and balanced.
They bought MySpace a couple of years ago and have a deal with Google for advertising.
Hmm.
It's a 3-year, $900 million advertising deal. They inked that deal in 2006. It made Google the exclusive search advertiser on MySpace. At the time, the world's most popular social network. Well, the MySpace traffic has dropped quite a bit, and is probably going to cost News Corp 100 million clams.
So, wow. Aren't they going to make them use money instead of seafood?
Probably.
I don't even know why I did that.
I blame the little blue potion.
I love it. I love it so. Did you know that according to the telegraph.co.uk, Facebook users in Great Britain spend 3 solid days a year on the website, which is more time than they spend at a week working. So you basically spend an entire work week on Facebook and not working or taking care of your children or your loved ones.
Wow. I
feel terrible right now.
That's just one site.
Yeah. You don't what?
Spend a work week.
Oh, Leviticus says, I don't. Yeah, it's not like you really work when you're here, so. I'm kidding. You work very hard. I'm proud of you.
Good.
Yeah, so this is, there were some other things on Nielsen that I was looking at that said that Americans also spend about a week. I can't find that link now, so I can't prove that it's true, so you can just take my word for it. But, yeah, man, Farmtown is owning people's souls.
I refuse to get into any of those games that.
Yeah, I don't do the mob
that
thing.
Do that,
you know,
the whole Farm Town. No, it's just it's soul sucking and.
No, ma'am.
But I got my rogue up to level 72. I'm excited about that.
So basically, you've traded one addiction for another.
Yeah, I have no space to qualm on it. I mean, to
hey, I got another one. This one is weird stuff. Also from telegraph.co.uk. They have some of the coolest, kookiest stuff. The mystery of Argleton. Have you ever been to Argleton? It's in Lancashire, Great Britain.
It's in where?
Wait, hold on. Oh, wait, maybe it doesn't exist. Well, okay, Argleton.
Like, sort of like Montana?
North Dakota. There's a town that appears on Google Maps in the middle of fields close to the M58 motorway just south of Ormskirk. But it doesn't exist.
What's the name of this town?
Argleton. An internet search for the town brings up a series of home, job, and dating listings for people and places in Argleton, as well as websites which help people find its nearest chiropractor and even plan jogging or hiking routes through it. The businesses, people, and services listed are real, but are all actually based elsewhere in the same postal code. No one is able to explain why this is happening. Argle sounds kind of like the word Google, while the Phantom Town's name is also an anagram of Not Real G, or Not Large. Huh.
Yeah, but I see it right here on the Google Maps.
Yeah,
it's
Google Maps
exist.
Says it's there. Now, there's one theory that Argleton could have been deliberately added as a trap to catch companies that violate the map's copyright.
It's kind a of trap.
Like, it's a trap. Yeah, kind of like a honeypot. But
there's
the
railway station.
What's
Argleton
that?
Railway Station is a railway station in Argleton, Lancashire, England. It is situated on the
Ormskirk
branch of, oh goodness, on the Mersey Rail network north.
Yeah, but there's nothing there.
I'm watching. I'm looking at a picture of it.
But
it's right there.
But it's not.
Yeah.
And this lady went. She's like, I saw this. I've never heard of it. And I went there, and there's nothing there. It's a field. So if you find yourself overseas, across the pond, as it were.
Actually, it's an abandoned railroad. With an abandoned car.
Yeah. Go to Argleton. Take some pictures. I hear there's a bed and breakfast there that's really great. Yeah, town doesn't exist. That's awesome. Okay. Let's see. Five, what? Oh, this is the most worthless piece of news I've seen all day. This is from toplessrobot.com, which I don't really like this website.
Topless Robot?
Yeah, Topless Robot.
Your parts are showing.
Yeah, see, look at the logo. It's funny. The 10 most beloved and unhealthy gaming snacks. I'm going to just quote from this because this is awesome. You're having people over for a night of dungeon running, or maybe you are having no people over and playing your friends online with some Left 4 Dead. Either way, you are going to need to eat something during all this lengthy gaming, preferably something you can grasp without one hand, or you can grasp with one hand without looking. Blah, 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 blah. Boring, boring, boring. The top 10 worst things nutritionally to eat while gaming. Number 10, nachos. Listen, nachos are never bad. I'm just going to say.
I completely agree.
Nachos. Dude, you know what's really good? Moe's pork nachos with avocado. I can't even. My mouth is watering. It's awesome. Okay, number 9, Oreos. You need to bring something to a D&D campaign and you want something sweet. Can't go wrong with Oreos. Number 8, beef jerky.
Ooh, beef jerky.
Hey, man, it kept cowboys alive. Can't be that bad. Number 7, Slim Jims.
Sort of like beef jerky, but
hey,
not.
It kept Randy the Macho Man Savage alive. It can't be bad. Right? Oh, yeah.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Oh, my God. Until you see what it looks like before it's...
Do that. Do that.
Oh, my gosh. Go to Topless Robot. It looks like a... Go! Apparently, it's chicken meat turned into a paste-like substance. Come look, Leviticus. Come look. Come look. Come look. Yeah. Oh, here's an interesting fact.
Keep talking. Keep walking.
Okay. Yeah, give me the keyboard and unlock it. Anyway. Yeah. This looking at these Slim Jims is really nasty. I think... I don't know if I could eat Slim Jims anymore. It looks like giant pink elephant turds. It's so gross. Oh, okay. Number 6. Combos.
Ooh, yum. I love the combos.
I love combos.
We're out of stock on combos, Steven.
I know. We'll go get some more today. 140 calories per servings. Per serving with...
Is that the big bag or the small bag?
In a small 1-ounce bag, you get seven... What? Oh, what? I don't know if these numbers are right. In a small 1-ounce bag, you can get 7 servings. So if you eat a whole bag, that's 980 calories. I don't know that that's right.
That can't be right. 7 servings?
Yeah. Number 5.
In a 1-ounce bag?
We got to look
Maybe
at
Maybe that's got to be a 1-pound bag.
Yeah, because that's a big honking
bag
of bacon, egg, and cheese combos.
Where do they have those?
I don't know, but wherever it is, we need
We're
to be
shopping in
there.
The wrong store.
Number 5, pizza rolls. Come on, who doesn't love pizza rolls?
Mm-hmm.
They're like little pillows of pizza-y goodness. Number 4, Twinkies. Okay, it's a... Yeah, Twinkies are bad for you.
Tell them about the Twinkie, Ray.
What about the Twinkie? That's a big Twinkie. Twinkies. Leviticus, can you make sure we're on out there?
We're on. We're encoding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, number 3. I don't care if it's not good. If drinking it is wrong, I don't want to be right. Mountain Dew. Filled with caffeine,
Ow.
Sugar, and a chemical... that has been rumored to shrink testes. It's still good.
I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. Oh, you going to Kanye me?
No, we got 30 seconds.
Ah, okay. Number 2, donuts. Come on. Who doesn't love donuts? And number 1, the number 1 worst thing to eat, but still emotionally satisfying, candy. Didn't I just give out Tootsie Pops at the store last night?
You gave them out this morning.
Oh, man. I'm a dealer. I got so much more to talk about.
Yeah, like John Carmack saying no dedicated servers for Rage.
I think that's... It's Modern Warfare 2.
I'm going to reverse that. Rage for no dedicated servers.
Yeah, see how
about
that was wisdom right there. Okay, guys, that is all for this episode of That Computer Show, powered by Sprint and Verizon. But more Sprint than Verizon because they have better prices and prettier customer service reps. Hi, Ashley. Okay, we'll be back next week with more That Computer Show Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Look us up at TCS Joe. Tweet with us. Maybe you'll win something. Also, check out our Facebook, because we've been giving a lot of cool stuff away to Facebook friends. Until next week. You ready, Chris? You ready?
Uh-huh.
You ready? Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to That Computer Show.